Hello, this is John D. Burns, and this is my shiny new podcast, Outside In. It's a podcast for people whose passion is being outside, but who, for various reasons right now, find themselves in. We're going to be looking at sort of fun ways, reader, to keep yourself fit and to keep your mood up and to keep your pecker up, I suppose. And we'll hopefully be having a bit of fun along the way, because as they say, you know, laughter is the best medicine. Unless, of course, you've broken your leg, in which case it's a plaster cast. So now I've got the amazing Mr. Austin Lowe with me today. Hello, Austin.
Hey, John. Thanks for having me. It's nice to be here with you.
Yeah. Well, we haven't spoken like this for quite a long time, have we? So I've brought along Austin because Austin is a BAFTA-winning TV writer. And he's also a bit of an expert on zombies and gaming, and has got some pretty novel approaches to keeping yourself motivated and keeping yourself going both in and out of doors. Is that right, Austin? Is that fair?
That's true. In some ways, you know, I spend my time more inside than outside.
Oh, right.
So as some of my gaming friends have said to me, this that we're doing right now, we've been training for this all of our lives.
you've been training for the zombie outbreak for most of your existence. Okay, how come you haven't laid in loads of tins of beans then?
you have no idea. I've got enough tins of beans here to escape to the moon if I need to.
Very good. But yeah, I've got quite a bit of food, and I could probably last to the next ice age. But that would keep me going. So what sparked your interest? I know you used to run. I used to play a game that was about running with zombies. I never quite understood that.
Yeah, that's right. I was basically someone who had never really gone outside and done a lot of exercise and found it really, really boring. And what first got me into running was an app called Zombies Run. And it's essentially a story about the zombie apocalypse, people surviving. You're a runner who has got various tasks to do, going rescue people. And it's sort of like an audio adventure. And how it works is you play a mission, which is maybe a half an hour, an hour long run. And you run along, you put your music in, and in between your music comes bits of a story. And it tells you a story along the way. And you can also add interval training where it'll tell you zombies are approaching you and you have to accelerate for a certain period of time to outrun them. Otherwise you get eaten.
Oh, right. Okay. So you're being, I can imagine that would get your old legs moving fairly well, really, if you're about to be eaten by zombies, wouldn't it? And so,
yeah, I often wonder what people on the street thought when they saw someone who was just jogging at a random pace and they suddenly accelerate for a short period of time really far away. They must wonder what's going on.
And so, did you ever get eaten by the zombies then?
Yeah, well, fortunately, you don't actually die in the game. What happens is the faster that you run, the more items you collect. And if you get attacked by zombies, you drop items instead. So that's how they kind of work it in the game.
And did you find that made it a bit more interesting then than just running along the street?
I think it did, because especially when you got out to sort of park areas or, you know, less congested areas when there was no one around, you could really immerse yourself in this idea that, oh, yeah, it's a zombie apocalypse and I'm this runner and I'm getting radio transmissions in my ear every so often telling me what's going on. It really made it a lot more exciting and fun. And there was obviously the progression of finding out what happened in the story and just seeing yourself complete different missions every day. It was gave you a real sense of accomplishment.
So it sounds a little bit about like the Sniper Elite game that I play sitting on the sofa. that doesn't involve any actual movement or physical running, my game. And you have to complete, obviously, tasks. So I think by the end of this, I'll probably weigh about 37 stone and just have these huge thumbs.
But you'll be a great shot, though.
I'll be a fantastic shot, yeah. As long as you don't mind walking up to me, because there's no way I'll get to you. So, yeah, and I know one of some of the things you used to do exercises in at home, didn't you? Well, was it Nintendo Wii or something like that?
Yeah, that's right. The Nintendo Wii had a thing called a balance board that interacted with the Nintendo Wii. If you don't know it, it was like an interactive console where you held the remote and you had to dance around to use it. And with the balance board, you were able to do things like go jogging and follow along with yoga and other things through Wii Fit. And actually, there's quite a lot of these things. It's quite a few years old now. And for about £100, you can get a refurbished Nintendo Wii and a Wii Fit on eBay. And I think deliveries are still running, so it might be possible for people to get these things in their home, and that way they can bring a bit of their gaming fun into fitness as well. I thought it'd be pretty annoying if you live in a top floor flat and the person above you takes up jogging.
Well, sorry, you lost me quite a little bit on the way there. I've never seen a Nintendo Wii. So the balance board, how does that work exactly?
It's basically just a rectangular board that sits on the ground, but it's obviously detecting the motion of your feet. And a Nintendo Wii also has a kind of little bar that's picking up signals of movement along with a remote that you hold in your hand. So it can pick up your arm movements, picks up your leg movements. And I mean, it's more used as a gaming console. So playing tennis on it, for example, or bowling or baseball or shooting games, things like that are pretty fun. But the Wii Fit was a specific thing designed with a program of fitness that included things that mentioned like yoga and different exercises as well. It allowed you to kind of track your progress along the way.
Oh, right. Okay. So you can sort of work along with somebody else on the Wii, can you? I'm not sure if that was
second player. It's not a multiplayer thing that you're playing online. Right. It tend to be your own thing, but maybe you can play it two player. You could definitely play it together when you're playing tennis and things like that. Yeah, that was definitely two player. But I think you can probably connect up to four player depending on what games you're playing.
Oh, right. Okay. And you were also into a lot of the kind of interactive games over the net. Is that right? You used to play a lot of those. We still do it.
Yeah, I've played quite a few different online games, particularly what they call the Battle Royale games, where it's a sort of 100 players enter and you're fighting until only one of you remain. And one of them particularly was called PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, better known as PUBG. And it was the precursor to Fortnite, which is the game probably that people have heard a lot about. You've never heard of it. It's the most famous, probably one as well, where essentially 100 people drop into an island and they have to collect weapons and kill each other until only one remain.
Just imagine you're talking to your grandfather is there anything like do you get to know the people you're playing with? Is there kind of a social element to it as well?
Oh, 100%. I mean, there's people that I'm friends with that are in Wales, they're in America, they're in other places, and we come together, chat as we're playing the games. Well, a lot of the time we're on the same team, so we're trying to save each other and help each other as well. So you've made quite a few friends that way, and it's a really good way, especially in the current circumstances, to remain social with people and keep in touch with people as well. It's a good distraction.
I think that sounds a really good idea because I know myself, you know, I can't get out much at the moment, obviously. They finally managed to track me down, keep me in. But you know, one of the things is you tend to be phoning your family or your friends or people you know, and you're kind of checking up and see if they're all right, they're seeing if you're all right. And that can get a bit intense, really, can't it? So I think from what you're describing, if you had an online gaming thing. I mean, I play Sniper Elite, and when I play that, it's quite intense because there's all these people trying to kill you and you're trying to get. But it is a good thing about it, I think, is it's kind of got like you kind of get into a different world, and actually, I think that's quite good because you know we've got a bit of pressure, a bit of stress around the moment, and you know I sometimes it's quite difficult to watch a film, but when there's someone sneaking up behind you, you've got to do something. And that's quite helpful.
I mean, it's probably that really computer games are a form of escapism, and that's something you're very much used to, isn't it? You go out, that's why you go up the hills, that's why you go to your bothies, isn't it? You're trying to escape maybe not escape.
I'm just trying to get away.
Has a bit, yeah. I was about to say as a bit of a negative term, but you kind of went right in for it there. But that's the whole point. You want to transport yourself to a different world, and be in a different world, and that's what computer games can do. And maybe they can fill that for you when you can't do there. Because, for example, if you take Minecraft, got loads of generated landscapes and things, you can certainly go up the hill. You can build your own bothy at the top of the hill, and there'll be no one else there if you choose.
Oh, I don't like other people. I'm just antisocial, basically. That's what it is, really. Yeah. Well, what was that one? That's the one you called it, Mountain Craft or Minecraft, is it?
Minecraft, yeah. Minecraft is, maybe even you might have heard of that game. It's the best-selling game of all time, the kind of blocky.
Even me.
Even you. In your faraway adventures up in the hills, I've heard of Minecraft. But yeah, it's the kind of blocky-based game. A good way to describe it, it's a lot like Lego. In a computer game. So you can go up to everything in the environment, smash it, break it, collect different blocks, craft them into different things, and you can build your own world. You can go adventuring and traveling the world. It's all what they call procedurally generated, so it's just can be generated pretty much forever in random patterns that are never exactly the same. And people do a lot of things in that. They use it just to kill each other sometimes and play games as well, but some people build, they've recreated the whole Game of Thrones world, all of it's been recreated. The real world's been recreated in Minecraft as well. I think it has its own beauty to it as well. And sometimes when you're standing up on a hill there, there's a bit of snow falling, you know, and the sun setting.
So really what we've explored today on our little show is, you know, how technology can maybe help us. Because obviously the issue about technology is it's all designed to be used in the home. But yeah, it can do a lot of things, can't it? Some of the things it can do is it puts you in touch with other people, like it's done for you and created a part of that gaming community.
Yeah, and I would say that if it's something that you're not familiar, or you're someone who likes playing games and maybe you're not used to going outside anyway, trying to gamify your going outside experience can help you. I know that you're restricted in what you can do, but you can go outside, one person running, you can play that zombies game, even walking, and I'm pretty sure some of it you pay for, some of it's free. I'm sure at the moment you'll probably be able to try something out on it or one of these other things and try and gamify that experience just to encourage you to keep moving.
So you can break down the barrier really between, you know, what happens at home and what happens on the machine, and maybe get a bit more fun and imagination into your exercise if that's the kind of thing that appeals to you. And also you were saying, you know, so the Nintendo Wii, because that can help. That sounds quite good, the Wii, because
I lost you for just a second there.
I think they probably would have banned me. I was a bad example to everyone, but I can't go to the gym, but I find this sort of exercising on your own in your house is it's quite hard to motivate yourself. I don't know why that is. You feel a bit strange jumping up and down your house, really. But I think it sounds like the Wii could kind of motivate you a bit and help you get a bit of exercise that way, and maybe entertain you. And I think you talked about the escapism bit. And to be quite honest, I think people tend to regard escapism as negative. I don't think it is right now, you know. No. I want to escape the house, but I can't. So I'm going to have to escape into a different world. So that's been great, Austin. Really useful to talk to you. And I got some great tips there. And if people want to get in touch with me or ask questions, what I'll do is if you get in touch with me through my website, I will then pass the questions directly over to Austin, because I won't have a clue what you're talking about. Is that okay, Austin?
Yeah, that's absolutely fantastic. That's really kind of you to have me on as well. You know that I'm a big fan of all your books. I enjoy reading them. Especially it's true escapism for me, because it's talking about things like the outside world, which I'm not that familiar with, your adventures. But, you know, this experience is starting to make me think, maybe I would like to experience going to a bothy, just because now I can.
Yeah, exactly. If someone said you've got to go to a bothy, you wouldn't want to do it, would you? But now they say you can't go to a bothy, it's forbidden fruit. Anyway, Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. I hope everybody enjoyed listening to that. We tried to bring you a bit of fun, but a few ideas, just a bit of nonsense. I've been John D. Burns, and Austin Lowe's been with me. Big thanks to you, Austin.
Thank you very much, and everybody stay safe and take care out there.
Absolutely. Well, I hope to see you. Hope everyone's enjoyed this little podcast, and I'll be talking to you again sometime. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.